I think my first experiences with the music of Ravel were I played a piece, La Valse, which is also a ballet, but much shorter. La Valse is only about 15 minutes. And then I, of course, played Bolero, which is kind of one of the most famous pieces of all time. So those were my first experiences. And what is really amazing is Ravel really knows how to, in general, build a long and steady climax. And when the climax comes, it really comes. I always have found his music to be very exciting and just so beautiful and colorful in the writing.
And I'm wondering, maybe, why did you feel like this was the time to embark on a recording of Daphnis and Chloe?
Well, the recording is actually taken from a live concert. So, and actually on the concert program, we did the Poulenc's Glory on the first half and Daphnis and Chloe on the second half. It was kind of an accidental recording, not a planned recording. It was just sort of, you know, when we heard the quality of the recording, it was very, very good. And so we decided it should be released.
You started playing as a 10-year-old, and then you decided at one point that conducting was your path. I'm wondering maybe when that decision was made and what drew you to conducting.
You know, what made me want to become a conductor was because I love the repertoire. Well, two things. The variety of repertoire that one can study and perform is vast and great as a conductor. Of course, you're performing, but you're also teaching, and you have really close contacts to different art forms like ballet and opera and symphony and chamber music. So you really have a wide variety of repertoire that you can do and perform, and working with different artists like singers and dancers and all of this. The second reason was I've just always have enjoyed studying music. Even when I was a kid playing in a youth orchestra, I always got the scores to the pieces we were playing and was interested in to how my part fit with the other parts. So that was the impetus to me wanting to become a conductor, and then also discovering all of this repertoire that was available to study and perform.
And I just have one question left. You've had the opportunity to conduct so many orchestras and many different places. I wonder if you see different symphony organizations as having different flavors, and maybe what the flavor of the current organization is for conducting.
Well, right now, since September 2017, I've been working as a freelance guest conductor. So I'm kind of working all over the world again. Oh, I've always kind of traveled, even when I had a full-time position. I think every country has its own culture and its own priorities. So, like, I mean, I'll give you three examples. So, for instance, in Germany, you know, Germany is thought to be a very structured, organized country. And of course, it's one of the places where classical music has always kind of existed and really thrived. So there's a long tradition of music going back to Telemann and Bach and Schütz. And so they have a long tradition of classical music that is respected and loved and cherished. And this is shown in the society by how well and how strongly they support the arts and orchestras. It's a very much a part of the economy, very much a part of the culture in Germany. America is a little bit different in the fact that we have our own culture, but there's also a culture of classical music that's a little bit younger. And because it's a little bit younger, it's a little bit more innovative and more edgy. So, yeah, you know, hence why you have great composers like Leonard Bernstein or Duke Ellington that brought a completely new voice and perspective to classical music. And then, for instance, I worked in a place like Brazil, which is also kind of a, you know, also a country that's also new to classical music, so to speak. So it's even younger than the United States. So, yeah, so I would say those are the big differences in, as far as strong the tradition is and how it's changed in various countries and how that is represented also by how various countries support music and the arts.